Macmillan Audio presents Days of Infamy by Newt Gingrich and William R. Fortune. Read for you by William DeFries.
For the men of the United States Navy, who in the dark days of 1941 and early 1942 held the Japanese and Nazi empires at bay, while back home, an aroused America prepared itself to go forth to save the world. Those chosen few, frightfully outnumbered, facing opponents with vastly superior technologies, nevertheless did show the world that, as one Japanese admiral exclaimed, "The Americans have Bushido." Now who will stand on either hand and keep the bridge with me? Horatius. Thomas Babington, Lord Macaulay. Chapter 1. The White House, December 7, 1941. 1945 hours, Eastern Standard Time. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt looked up from the text of his speech as General George Marshall stood at the doorway, a flimsy sheet of telex printout clutched in his hand. The president turned back to Missy LeHand, his secretary, pointing out where he had just crossed out a line for the address he was preparing for the nation, now scheduled for noon tomorrow before a joint session of Congress.
"Here, put this in the first sentence,"
and he pointed to his margin notes.
"A day which will live in infamy."
She nodded in agreement. He now focused his attention on his Army Chief of Staff.